Sean, it's Nicole. It's 20 after 1 on Sunday. I wanted to know if you wanted to carpool to the meeting tonight, if you're going to go. Oh my God, we're having an earthquake. Oh my God. Oh my God, we're having an earthquake. Sean? Oh my God. I'm at work. Oh my God.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please...
Well, I was in the sacred land. That's the sacred land of Sedona, Arizona. Speaking with a sacred guru whose sacred name was Tim. And we were sitting in our sacred circle and spoke of all sacred things, like our alcoholic mothers and our overbearing fathers and our helplessly wounded inner children. And when it came my turn to speak, Tim turned his sacred eyes to me and said, "Well, you've been pretty quiet through all of this. Sean, what do you think?" And I said, "Tim, I am Jesus Christ." And he said, "Yes, you are, and so is he, and so is she, and so am I, and so is everyone in this room. So what do you think of all of this?" And I said, "Tim, if I'm Jesus Christ, and so is he, and so is she, and so are you, and so is everyone in this room, well then, Jesus Christ, you should all know what I'm thinking." And he said, "That I'm an emotionally disfigured human being who dumps battery acid on my inner child by overanalyzing everything. I'm emotionally disfigured. Emotionally disfigured." Come on, everyone, it's easy. "Emotionally disfigured." You know you are. "Emotionally disfigured. Emotionally disfigured. Emotionally disfigured. Emotionally disfigured." Well, thank you for coming out tonight. Do you remember we were laughing at the sun, pretending we could fly just by listening to the wind? I first saw you naked. You were propped up in this pose, with eyes closed over your dirty mind, already trying to forget. There was a time I called you mine. There was a place, but I wouldn't even recognize the name. There was a time I called you mine, when I promised you I'd never try to change you. Now can you tell me why we had to fall so hard? Years of silence, they stand between us like mountains. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'd always see you walking. You would miss your bus, but you never turned your head to see me. Me, I was crying and lost without you. I'm having trouble just deciding what to do. Turn the TV on or take a walk, or maybe I can just sit here all day, oh, and pride myself in the way I never try to change you. And that stupid poster comes to mind. You know the one that shows a beach when a silhouetted figure with his arms outstretched for that bird that's flying out of reach. Says if you love something, you better set them free. If it comes back to you, it was meant to be. Why did that never happen then to me? To the wind, and I don't try to fly. The moon plays hide and seek with me behind buildings I pass by. And stopping for a coffee, no, the waitress knows my name. It's funny that I never left thinking you'd come back again. Oh, there was a time I called you mine. There was a place I thought I wouldn't even recognize the name. And there was a time I called you mine. Ooh, and I promised you that I'd never try to change you. Thank you very much.